Pretend you're really into what I'm saying, though. That'd be cool. Just look in, like, admiration. Welcome to Mail Room, a show that takes us girls inside the mind of the opposite sex by going straight to the source. Hey, everyone. I'm your messenger and fellow confused friend, Mindy. I'm definitely not a dating expert, but it'll be a lot of fun figuring it out together. In today's episode, Algorithmic Dating, we get to the bottom of app etiquette, profile preferences, and the art of the chase in our modern day meat market. So guys, welcome to the mailroom. Wanted to have each of you go around, introduce yourselves with your name, your age, what you do, and then the type of guy that you think that you are.
I'm Stefan D'Angelica, I'm 29 years old. My occupation is I model, I act, I'm on a TV show.
What's the show?
The show is Hustle and Soul. It's on Wii Network. It airs after the Braxton Family Values. I feel like I'm just like very easygoing, honest, and I just like to have a good time. I feel like I'm one of those funny, outgoing guys.
My name is Martin. I am 32 years old. I work in sports marketing. I have a tiny company and we do a lot of events and very cool activations for companies and institutions. And I consider myself a trustworthy guy, very sensitive, nice guy, and a little bit of a lonely wolf in so many different ways.
A lonely wolf?
In many different ways.
I'm Ben Glebe. Hello. I am a stand-up comedian and a TV host. I host a show called Idiot Test on Netflix. I'm 41. I guess I can say my age now.
Dude, people, you look great.
Thank you.
Yeah,
very much.
You do look great.
People need to know that I'm at least 35. What kind of guy I am? I think I'm the kind of guy that's like so nice that it's incredibly sexy to all women.
Wow. It's working right now, for sure.
Hey, you are f***ing awesome.
And men, starting with some basics of digital dating, what do you look for in a profile? Is it a yoga pose, a bikini, a yoga pose in a bikini? Like, what stands out to you the most in what you see?
I mean, I've never been on a dating website or anything like that, but, you know, like Instagram, social media and stuff like that. Like, you know, what attracts me is, like, obviously the profile pic has to be like, oh, alright, cool. And then you see the page, it's like, damn, she's fine. But it's not about being attractive like that, because then that draws you in, but then after, it's like, when you want to get to know the person, it's like, they could be the most beautiful girl, like, visually, but then when you actually talk to them, they could be so ugly. So, I don't know, I look for, like, a cute, nice, like, you know.
Cute, nice.
No, not, just cute and, like, nice. Just... like natural beauty, like just natural, not really a filter, just like a very like natural look.
It is true for somebody that you want to date that their Instagram profile doesn't matter if it's got a lot of hot pics. That's proven by the fact that I follow a lot of people that I would never want to have a conversation with. you know, what I look for in an Instagram profile or a dating profile when I was on dating apps is, you know, you just look for personality. That's the one that you want to come through when you look at just their pictures. Again, kidding. It's mostly looks while you're looking at first.
And are you like checking out the friends and comparing or like?
What I more look for is a couple things I don't like on profiles. Like a lot of girls, I'd say like 70% of girls on their dating app profiles have a photo of them jumping in the air with their legs behind them. Like they think it's impressive they can jump a foot in the air. No one's impressed. They also all always have the picture of them against that mural with wings.
Yeah, it doesn't do it for you?
We don't need it. We all have seen it. We don't think those are real wings.
Yeah, but you guys have like me speaking at a conference or like, look at this big catch. Like, we don't care either.
You don't want guys to speak at conferences?
I mean, depending on what he's talking about, but like the earpiece and like, I'm powerful.
Oh, the earpiece is ridiculous.
Yeah. And we don't care about the fish. That's like your own manhood thing.
No, I only show small fish when I catch them. I want to look bigger by comparison.
Martin, what's your opening line on an app or Instagram?
So I don't interact much digitally. That's the truth. And I'm that weird guy or special guy that looks at the captions. And
yeah.
I check what the person is interested about. Not that much what she's showing in terms of the looks. And whenever she's showing something that it's one of these big luxury brands or one of these pictures like you were referring to, like with the wings and so on, this is something that makes it less interesting.
They're thirsty.
To me. It's because...
Well, it's just basic too.
Yeah, it's very basic.
Someone wants basicness.
Yeah, and it's not discreet. And discreet and at the same time self-expressed are the things that I really care about.
What are these levels of thirsty? Is there like parched, dehydrated? Like, how do you tell
how you tell someone's so thirsty is when they're like posting a thong picture of Beethoven. It's like, damn.
Oh, which app are you on?
The joke I made earlier has truth behind it. What I'm saying is, like, people might follow people with like overtly sexy Instagram profiles, but that might not be at all what you want to date.
Right.
So those are different. If it's somebody you want to date, I personally don't want somebody who's like putting it all out there repeatedly on their Instagram.
You want it to be special.
Yeah, exactly. If there's a bikini picture on there scrolling through the history, that's good. You know, you get a sense of what they might look like, but if there's tons of them, it's a little too hungry.
Yeah,
it's hungry and thirsty. They need a meal and a drink. That's what I believe.
So what about red flags in general, apps or otherwise?
I see clear red flags whenever I get together with a woman and the woman starts speaking very badly about someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
About a coworker or a friend or a family member or an ex-boyfriend or whatever it is, it, to me, it yells drama, 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 and I cannot do it.
Drama,
it's
yeah,
a lot of negative perspectives or outlook of life, and you can actually choose to be positive, so.
Or when they tell you right off the bat about other bad dates they've had, like even 10 minutes and they've not talked to you yet, and they're like, oh my God, this is already so much better than this other date I had with this guy. It's like, whoa, I'm not asking for the horror story.
What if it's showing that like, oh, it's funny and you're an upgrade? Is that like relatable?
I'm not
relatable.
Trying to be upgrade, I'm trying to be the brand new situation. I'm looking for the first time you ride an SUV. I'm not looking for the new coupe.
There's so much confusion right now. Everyone's trying to figure it out, and we want to know like how you guys really think and what your pro tip would be.
Well, I would say, as much as maybe as a single man, I wouldn't have wanted this to be true, but I think if you give it up too much on the first date, it's likely that it's not going to end up being a serious relationship in our eyes.
Yeah.
We're going to see
even if it's enjoyable by both parties.
We're going to keep seeing that person for a while, but I don't know if it's going to lead down to like holy matrimony.
Like long term.
Is that like an emotional thing? So the girl just
but
needs
to
build
long
up.
Either. Goldilocks.
What's the perfect amount of time?
I think 5 days is pretty solid.
Yeah, like the first day is not like you did everything that day. It's right. Like, no, like,
you gotta
like,
work for it.
At least,
not
like,
to say it can't happen, but it's just not the
best. It can happen,
it's
but happened. It's that's not what you want.
Right.
You want to be also,
so a girl should fight it, even though you're showing all the signs that it should happen.
That you're down, but like, it's
you
like.
You just don't have to go, there's no need to go all the way on date one. I think if it's going
Ladies,
well,
are
a
you
kiss at the end of the night is cool.
Okay.
If you're comfortable.
No,
first
not
base.
A makeout.
A makeout.
You
totally.
Know, and then like.
Totally.
Rounding, stealing second. Is
I
that
don't
your
steal,
sports
steal
term?
Anything. Ask permission to run to second base.
Do you ask it's permission, like, now, can Mindy. I kiss you? That's so
no,
boring.
No one asks like that,
nobody
you know what I mean?
Is there anything you think like a girl should ask?
You just have to ask. You know, this hasn't been a problem in recent years, but I remember when I was younger, I would go on a lot of dates and girls just wouldn't ask any questions. It would just be me asking a steady stream of questions for 2 hours and then we'd go home. How about ask something? Show you're curious about the person you're with. That's kind of a key element.
Yeah, otherwise it feels like you're carrying a backpack. It really feels like it on top of a very steep
cliff.
Yeah. That's the way I feel in so many different times whenever I have to, instead of sharing and communicating, I have to entertain somehow. And this is only in my past experiences. Sometimes, of course, some others you can build a connection, a communication. And I have to say one thing. Going back to the, we have to wait a little bit in order to go to base two or whatever that was. That would contribute to keep on playing the game. What it's being called like the game, like texting X time after you receive that.
So you think give it up out of the gates.
No, I don't mean hard and fast rules. I just mean like don't feel pressure to have sex on the first
date. No pressure.
And don't think that it's necessarily a positive is all I meant to say.
I agree.
Like, you can take your time if you want to take your time. There's no rush.
Yes.
You're gonna have the rest of your life to do all the rest of the things. Yes. Also, may I make a side note? Do all of his examples have to make him seem more rugged? He's like, it's like wearing a backpack while swinging through the jungle on the way to save somebody who is in dire need of saving with water to the village. My examples are like, it's like wearing a tight t-shirt and you're fat under it. Very different experience. I want to swing down and button his shirt up a little bit.
Texting may have single-handedly helped or killed your game, but for us, it's a psychological minefield. Each episode, we take two of our favorite texts that you submit and get our esteemed panel of gents to translate them.
Before we start the segment, should we get him pants or he doesn't need pants?
He's showing some leg. Make sure nothing's hanging out.
Oh, shit.
Well, no, I have briefs on. That's why I didn't wear boxers.
Nice. You stuff that thing? Just kidding. Okay, ready? This is a text that was submitted to us about a girl who had just started talking to a guy. They set a time for a date. Their date was scheduled for a Friday. So he writes her 2 days before, cool, I'll hit you up on Friday. She writes back on Friday, 2:30 p.m. Are you still down to grab a drink after work? Because he did not follow through. So then he writes, send me a picture of you in a dress, and if you pass, I'll meet you. Thoughts? Keeper?
If I were giving any advice to her text, I wouldn't even say, so are you still down? I would just say, what time are we meeting tonight? Or what time are you getting
me tonight? Do you think the girl should have to, though? Like, it's the day of.
Yeah. If you're gonna text, don't come from a place of weakness. Assume it's still on.
Yeah.
And the guy should have texted the night before. But no, he said, I'll hit you up Friday, right?
Yeah.
So it's fine. She's 2:30. He should have hit her up before 2:30, but that's right around the cutoff point. But if you're going to hit... I'm just saying, that's not so
late. These are amazing rules.
That's not so late in the day, so it's
I think you should tell your friends, if you have plans that day with a girl, just text her the time.
Send me a picture of you in a dress.
Yeah, that's the bigger, more important.
It's just very clear the dude's just looking for a sexual relationship.
Yeah.
And so if you're down for that, just know you're getting into it. No guy's texting, send me a picture of you in a dress and I'll tell you if it's on.
Like, I'm going to see you tonight. Romantically.
So awful.
I'm going to see you at the date.
Martin, any input on this one?
Yeah, I think integrity is key. And also it shows that you have your life together whenever you set up a clear time and a clear date and you don't move it. Because you're busy.
The situation where a girl has gone on multiple dates with a guy and he requests for her to send nudes. Is he not serious about her? Is he testing the waters? What's your take?
Okay, first of all, very greedy to ask for multiple nudes. Just say send nude, send a nude. Asking for more than one is really
rude. So
like
a full photo shoot is a little aggressive?
Right. Yeah. But actually, there's a little bit of meaning behind that. Just like, if you're at a place where you're intimate with somebody, you can ask whatever you want to ask, I think, but make it something specific that's intimate between you two, not a generic, like, send nudes. Like, what is that? That's such a lame thing. Like, if you have something established already sexually between the two of you, feel free to say or do whatever comes natural, but don't make the person feel like they're part of an assembly line of nudes they're receiving.
Like a mass text, just see what you get back.
Exactly. Don't reply to this group text, but send nudes.
All right, guys, so what's your best mating call?
I'm gonna let them go.
Yeah. Oh, you meant words?
No, I mean, if that works.
It does not work.
Like, what's your usual approach?
My approach is I perform stand-up comedy and then a girl comes up to me afterwards.
Oh, like a groupie?
Yeah, I mean, not about groupie, but I'm just saying I have not had to develop as much game as I probably could have.
But so let's say back in the day.
If I were a civilian. I've been doing comedy my whole life. So it's always been girls coming up to me saying, I saw you on the thing or you were funny on the thing. And I'm like, it's on.
It's great.
I don't have to have my own skills.
You just stand there and they just swarm.
It's pretty great.
Martin?
Sports, of course. Tennis.
You like hit it out of the park and then the girls also?
No. I just.
He's an athlete.
Do you guys want to be alone?
Oh my God, he is. He so says, cute. Do ladies want to see me doing the sports?
No, especially tennis.
Yeah.
I love playing tennis with everybody, so.
So are you
whenever
like, you
I see
up?
A woman that plays tennis, I asked her to
Did
play.
You say, like, do you want to see the game of love? Get it?
Love. I love it.
Love. Nothing.
Did it land? No. Well, let's say you're out and you see an attractive girl. What's your game? What do you go in? What do you say?
In all honesty, I usually don't. And whenever I do, I say hola or hi and that's it. And I it doesn't matter that much. I learned that from the beginning. It doesn't matter what you say. It's about the fact that as soon as you see something, a woman that is attracted, an opportunity for you to interact with, that you're attracted to, you go and you introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what he says.
Yeah, exactly.
I need a good line, you know what I mean?
Now I'd like to cue our special correspondent, Anita Mann, who is our woman on the street to get daily PSAs from men all around the world. Hey guys, I'm here with Ho, is that right?
Yep, Young Ho.
Awesome. Young Ho, that's what every guy likes anyway, right? So what's something every girl should know?
Every girl should know that it's all about open, clear, and honest communication.
I have a lot of girlfriends, and they always ask me, should I text him? It's a Friday night, he should be texting me, but he's not. He hasn't texted me yet. Should I text him?
So stop playing the same game. Just figure it out. Bold move, like that. And what about you?
Yeah, honestly, on a similar thought. I'm very bad at making the first move, like at bars or anything like that.
Where does that come from? Do you want the girl to make the first move?
Oh, where does that come from? Oh, you're really getting deep in here. Yeah, that's come from some lack of self confidence, but yeah.
Good looking, man.
Yeah, and you're like fun.
No, sure. But I'm very bad at, because I feel like it's very, I don't know, I get a little worried about going up to girls. So that's kind of yeah. So hopefully, yeah, maybe if girls start making the first moves, that would be way better for a guy like that. Yeah, let's go.
Just go for it. You have nothing to risk. Like, all the guys are taking all the risk at this point. Just take some of that risk, and then you'll realize that it'll pay off in the end. That's it.
And a hell of a fucking yellow jacket.
Damn,
and that's
thanks.
A nice jacket.
And now, the safest and most consensual part of the show, just the tips. So what's your one tip for all the ladies of the world?
Just to be yourself, and don't be afraid to really be yourself. Be funny, come out of your shell a little bit, because I know a lot of women that have said because they don't know where a guy is coming from and how serious he is, they're holding back.
Yeah.
And then we just think this person doesn't know how to have a conversation.
For me, it's to allow a space for freedom. So that you can really feel like you're being yourself. There's no expectations put on the table right away.
How do you translate that into how someone shows up?
This guy speaks in adventure riddles, that's why.
I tell them to have freedom and to traverse through the land with the joy in their heart.
What in practicality?
Just to swing free like a lion.
What does it mean in specifics?
In terms of pragmatic, just not putting out there specific stiff ideas of how everything should be.
I just think like what Ben said, just be yourself. Literally, I'll dress like this and just go out and people are like, yeah.
Nice stems.
So fun.
Maybe pants though sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you think a full pants?
Well, you know what I mean?
It's raining, literally raining outside. Wearing basketball shorts.
Give the ladies what they want.
This is 1980s NBA.
Show off those stems.
Shorts.
Anyway, the tip is, hey, just be yourself. Be fun, come natural, just be you. I love to learn about Cork and it's how you're goofy and fun. It just makes it better.
Thank you guys so much for joining the mailroom.
Mindy, thank you so much for having us.
Of course.
You're amazing, beautiful.
Bottoms up. Ladies, we have a lot more mail to go through next time. See you then.